Have you ever just stopped and thought about what it takes to organize a really massive event, like a huge festival maybe, or a big multi-day conference, especially when you've got hundreds, maybe even thousands of volunteers involved? How on earth do you keep track of who's doing what and when and where? It honestly feels like trying to herd cats in a hurricane. Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're looking at a fascinating piece of software designed to bring some serious order to that kind of chaos. It's called Engel System. And our mission today is pretty clear. We want to unpack what Engel System actually is, dig into its really quite powerful features, understand the tech behind it, but, you know, in simple terms, and see where it's being used out there in the real world. We really want to make this easy to grasp, whether you're deep into tech or just kind of curious about how these huge events manage to pull it off. But just before we dive right in, a quick word about our supporter. This deep dive is brought to you by SafeServer. SafeServer actually takes care of hosting this kind of powerful software, and they can support you in your own digital transformation journey. You can find out more at www.safeserver.de. Okay, so let's get into it. Engel System. When you talk about organizing volunteers, a lot of people probably picture, I don't know, a big shared spreadsheet, maybe some frantic phone calls back and forth. Is Engel System just a sort of a glorified spreadsheet, or is it doing something fundamentally different?
Oh, it's fundamentally different. Yeah, I mean, calling it a spreadsheet is... Well, it's like calling a jet engine just a fan. Doesn't quite capture it. At its heart, Engel System is officially described as an online tool for helper and shift planning on large events. Think of it more like a central command center, a digital brain, maybe, for managing the absolute most critical resource at these big gatherings, the volunteers. Or, as the system sometimes calls them, the angels. It's really designed to streamline that whole process. So whether you, as the organizer, need to assign specific people to very specific teams and shifts, or maybe you want to empower the volunteers themselves, let them choose when and where they pitch in. It handles both approaches. It's about structure, clarity, and honestly, efficiency.
Right, so it makes life easier for the organizers, definitely. But it sounds like it improves things for the volunteers too, giving them the info they need. And what's really interesting to me is this open source aspect you mentioned. Why is that such a big deal for a tool like this?
Yeah, exactly. That's a huge point. It's released under a GPL 2.0 license. Now, that doesn't just mean it's free, as in cost. It means the actual code, the blueprint of the software, is openly available. Anyone can look at it, use it, even change it, or build upon it. And that fosters this amazing collaborative community. If you pop over to places like GitHub, you see it's got hundreds of stars, kind of like bookmarks showing interest, but also loads of forks. That means people are actively taking the code, maybe adapting it for their own event, or even contributing improvements back to the main project.
So it's constantly being refined by the people actually using it.
Precisely. You have this global pool of contributors making it better, adding features, fixing bugs, often way faster than a single company could manage. And it means event organizers aren't locked into one vendor. They can tweak the code if they need something specific, and they benefit from all that shared knowledge and testing. It makes it really robust and adaptable.
That makes a lot of sense. Community power driving development. Okay, let's dig into the features then. What specific things can Engel System do that make it such a powerhouse for these, frankly, enormous events?
Well, it's definitely packed with features built for exactly that scale and flexibility. The first thing you have to talk about is scalability. I mean, it's engineered from the ground up to handle thousands of helpers and potentially tens of thousands of shift hours without, you know, grinding to a halt. And that's not just a theoretical limit. It's been battle tested. Proven in practice at some really big, complex events.
Wow, okay. Thousands of people. Right. Tens of thousands of hours. That's serious capacity. What else?
Then there's the comprehensive management aspect. It lets you manage almost everything related to the volunteers, so the helpers themselves, obviously, but also defining different teams, allocating specific rooms or areas for tasks, setting up every single shift, broadcasting event news to everyone or just specific groups, even scheduling meetings. It brings all these pieces together in one place instead of organizers juggling spreadsheets, emails, maybe physical sign-up sheets.
Yeah, I can just picture the nightmare of trying to coordinate that manually.
Exactly. Then there's user flexibility. It comes in German and English out of the box, but the language support is designed to be expandable. So you could add other languages for international events. And it has this feature they call a complex shift view with filter, which sounds technical, but it's incredibly useful.
How does that work in practice?
Well, imagine you've got thousands of shifts listed. Instead of scrolling forever, this view lets you instantly filter. Maybe you only want to see shifts for the info desk team on Saturday afternoon, Or, as a volunteer, you just want to see the shifts you've signed up for. Click, click, done. It cuts through the noise.
Okay, that is smart. Finding what you need fast is crucial when you're dealing with that much information.
Definitely. And related to that is integration and convenience. This is a big one. It can actually import shift schedules directly from other event platforms, specifically Frab or Pretox instances.
Ah, okay. Those are often used for managing the speaker schedules at conferences, right?
Yeah. Exactly. So if your conference schedule is already set up in Frab or Pretox, Engel System can just pull that data in. No need to enter everything twice, which avoids errors and saves a ton of time. And for the volunteers, the helpers, there's an iCal export for their shifts.
That's brilliant.
Isn't it? They just click a button and boom, all their assigned shifts pop right into their personal calendar, Google Calendar, Outlook, whatever they use.
That must drastically cut down on missed shifts or confusion.
Hugely. No more. Oh, forgot to write that down. It's right there on their phone. But it goes even further than just shifts. There's attendance management built in, so you can actually track who showed up for their shift, when they arrived, when they left. Really important for accountability and planning. It even includes a reward system. You can set it up with points or badges or whatever makes sense for your event.
Like gamification for volunteerings.
Sort of, yeah. It sounds a bit fluffy, maybe, but it taps into basic motivation. It can be a really powerful way to boost volunteer morale, make them feel appreciated, and actually improve retention, getting people to come back and help year after year. Plus, there's a built-in messaging system for sending targeted messages, maybe just to one team, or all volunteers who haven't completed a certain task, and a Q&A system where organizers can post answers to common questions, which cuts down on repetitive emails. Oh, and team descriptions support Markdown, so you can format them nicely with bold text, lists, whatever. Makes things clearer.
That is genuinely comprehensive. It really does sound like they've thought of almost everything, from the big picture planning right down to the individual volunteer's experience and communication. Okay, but for someone like me, maybe not a hardcore developer, what does it actually take to run this thing? How does all this tech magic happen behind the scenes? Is it super complicated?
That's a fair question. It is powerful, but it's not quite like installing an app from an app store. It's what's called a web-based application. So it runs on a server, basically, a computer that's set up to host websites and applications connected to the internet. You, the user, just access it through your normal web browser, like Chrome or Firefox, by going to a specific web address.
Okay, so nothing installed on my own computer. It lives online somewhere.
Exactly. And to make that happen, it needs a few key ingredients on that server. First, a web server software like Apache or Nginx. These are the programs that handle requests from your browser and serve up the Engel System pages. Then it needs the programming language it's written in, which is PHP. The recommendation is now PHP version 8.2 or higher. PHP is like the engine doing the work processing logins, fetching shift data, saving changes. And finally, it needs a place to store all that data, the volunteer names, shift times, team lists, everything. That's the database. It uses common ones like MySQL or its close relative, MariaDB. Needs version 5.7.8 or newer of those.
So, web server, PHP, and a database. Those sound like fairly standard components for web stuff, right?
They are. Very common building blocks for dynamic websites and applications.
And does it need a massive, super powerful server, given it's handling potentially thousands of users?
You'd think so, but actually, no. That's one of the impressive things is its resource efficiency. Based on real-world usage at large events, something like 2 CPU cores and maybe 2 gigabytes of RAM is often enough to handle up to around 1,000 volunteers, or angels, concurrently during an event.
Really? Just 2 cores and 2 gigs, that seems surprisingly low for that scale.
It is surprisingly lean. It's quite well optimized, which means you don't necessarily need to spend a fortune on hosting infrastructure. Now, getting it set up, that does require a bit of technical know-how or at least access to someone who has it, like IT support. It's not really aimed at complete beginners for the installation part.
Okay, so how do you actually install it then?
You've got a couple of main options. The traditional way is manual setup. You download the code files, upload them to your server, configure the web server to point to the right directory, or there's a more modern approach using Docker. Docker is, think of it like getting pre-packaged containers for everything Engel System needs. One container has the web server perfectly configured, another has the right PHP version, another has the database. It bundles everything up neatly, making the setup much simpler and less prone to errors caused by slightly different server environments. It kind of snaps together.
Docker sounds like the easier route if you can use it.
Often, yes. If you go the manual route, after getting the files in place, you need to make sure the web server has permission to write to certain folders. Then you set up the database itself, create a user, a password, and then you run an initial migration script. This script basically sets up the structure inside the database, creates all the necessary tables for volunteers, shifts, teams, etc., before you put any actual data in. It's like building the empty filing cabinets.
Gotcha. Building the framework first.
Exactly. And one crucial security note. When you first install it, there's a default administrator login username, admin, password as fastef. You absolutely must change that immediately after you log in the first time, like right away.
Good tip. Okay, so definitely not plug and play for the average user, but for an organization with some tech capability or access to it, it sounds like it offers immense control and efficiency that you just couldn't get otherwise. It feels very professional grade. And you mentioned it's battle tested. So where has Engel system actually been put through its paces? What kind of real-world events are relying on this system?
Oh, absolutely. The proof is definitely in its usage. It has a really strong track record, especially within the Chaos Events community in Europe. If you look at their official references list, it's pretty impressive. It's been the backbone for volunteer coordination at numerous Chaos Communication Congress events. That's this huge annual hacker conference, tens of thousands of people. We're talking events like 37C3, 36C3, 35C3, going way back through the 30s, the 20s, like 29C3, and even earlier versions from 21C3 up to 28C3 used it.
Wow, so year after year at one of the biggest tech gatherings around.
Yeah, and also at the Chaos Communication Camps. These are massive outdoor events held every 4 years, even more complex logistically in some ways. It powered CCAMP 23, CCAMP 19, CCAMP 15, so it's handled both huge indoor conferences and sprawling outdoor festivals.
That's serious validation right there. Any other examples?
Definitely. It's not just the biggest Chaos events. It shows its flexibility by being used at a whole range of other gatherings, too. Things like MRMCD, GPN, Easter Egg, which are other Chaos-related or hacker community events. But also MozFest in London, which is Mozilla's big festival. FrostCon, a free and open-source software conference. Hackover, Cygent. This diverse list really shows it's adaptable. It's not just for one specific type of tech event. It can handle the demands of different kinds of large-scale gatherings.
That is incredibly powerful validation, seeing it used successfully repeatedly at such high-profile complex events known for their scale. It really speaks volumes about the quality of the software and, as you said, the strength of the community behind it.
It absolutely does. And the great thing, reinforcing that community aspect, is that the documentation is all available online, mostly on GitHub. Makes it easier for new folks to get started, whether they want to use it or contribute. If you run into bugs or installation issues, GitHub issues are the way to report them. And for specific questions about using it for Chaos events, they even list a dedicated email contact. That strong support structure, combined with the open development model, is really key to why it's been so successful and why it continues to improve. It keeps it relevant and reliable for organizers all over.
Well, this has been a truly fascinating deep dive into Engel system. We've really seen how this open source powerhouse tackles what seems like an impossible task, organizing potentially thousands of volunteers across tens of thousands of shift hours for these huge events. It's a fantastic example of powerful, scalable software that's clearly designed with very real world needs front and center and built collaboratively. Really impressive stuff.
It really is, and it kind of makes you pause and think, doesn't it? What other really complex organizational headaches, maybe even things in your own work or community projects, could potentially be transformed by using these kinds of robust, adaptable, community-driven open source tools, you know, like Engel system. It highlights the power of people working together, sharing solutions, instead of relying solely on expensive, closed-off software.
That is a great thought to leave everyone with. What problems could you solve with collaborative open tools? Food for thought indeed. Thank you so much for walking us through that. And a huge thank you again to our sponsor, SafeServer, for supporting this deep dive. Remember, they help organizations host software like this and support digital transformation. You can find out more at what they offer at www.safeserver.de. Thanks for joining us today. Until next time, keep digging deeper.